Rahma, and these are the people I'm working with.
Hello, my name is Bilal.
Hello, my name is Suhib.
Hello, my name is Hanan.
And today we will be talking about how fast fashion causes more pollution in the air.
First of all, what is fast fashion?
Well, fast fashion is basically a type of way clothing is produced. You could boil it down to a lot of definitions, but it can really be boiled down to cheap production of clothing.
Oh, that are using fast fashion clothing?
Some clothing stores like use fast fashion are Shein, Zara, H&M, and so much more.
How does fast fashion help both consumers?
For fast fashion, it is relatively easy to find most of the fast fashion products at very low cost and affordable.
How does this benefit the producers?
Well, for producers, it is very quick to make and sell at large quantities. And they are able to get a large amount of profit for themselves while paying their workers a small amount of money.
Are there any externalities that come with this?
Yes, some externalities are water pollution, air pollution, harm towards wildlife, degradation, and soil pollution.
Out of all of these different kind of externalities, we will be talking about air pollution.
You're probably wondering what an externality is unless you already took civics in Ms. Isaac's class. An externality is when a certain outcome causes a problem to others or people who have nothing to do with it.
What makes a certain thing an externality?
Well, if the problem affects the people buying it or the producer, then it's not really an externality. But if it does, then it's almost an externality. If the producers are paying for it, then it's not an externality. And if they're not, then it's an externality.
What are some websites that show more information about this?
According to the article, the United States throw out more than 34 billion pounds of used textiles.
What happens to textiles when they're thrown away?
Once textiles are discarded, 66% of them are sent to landfills in the U.S. where they are decomposed.
Are textiles recycled?
Only 15% of used textiles are theoretically recycled, and though half of them are simply shipped aboard to other countries, largely in Global South, where they land in landfills there.
There's some more information about this. There's some more information, and it's from this article, What's the Problem with Fast Fashion? It was published on PERG.org on August 7th, 2023. Quote is, a staggering 30% of all clothes made around the world are never sold.
How is the clothing manufactured?
Well, manufacturing clothing just consumes a lot of water, fresh water actually, which is often released back into the environment, still containing large amounts of hazardous chemicals.
Who's responsible for this much water being wasted? Oh, how much resources does this take to make one shirt? Oh, wait, what? Are there any extra problems about the clothes that after their use?
Well, clothing releases methane in landfills, and methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas. The fashion industry overall is responsible for, I think, about 10% of global carbon emissions.
Is there any more information about how fast fashion is bad for the environment?
Yes, according to this article by Unknown, the impact of textile production and waste on the environment, fast fashion cars grabs.
How much resources does it take to make one shirt?
To make one cotton estimates large enough to meet one person's drinking needs for 2.5 years.
Who's responsible for wasting this much water?
The textiles resource degradation in the land use in 2020.
Are there any ways to prevent us from wasting any more? Are there any more ways for us to? Are there any more ways to prevent waste from happening to the world?
Yes, we will be talking about a substitute company called Pact, but we will explain more about it. It's causing a large problem.
Oh no, is that a big problem? Can you explain a bit more about it?
The UNN framework actually will increase 60% before 2030.
Are there any predictions about what's going to happen? What's happening? Are there any predictions about what's happening for textile emission?
You just said that. The next one.
Oh.
plastic to eco life.
What has the average person spent on clothing alone?
In 1901, the average American family has spent 14% of their annual income in women having outfits.
Are there anything else that is dangerous for the environment that is used to manufacture clothes?
Went to waterways and landfills.
Does this cause a lot of pollution?
She is the number one polluter behind oil.
Is there a difference between current clothing and clothing from the past?
Yes, Mitchell said higher quality than the clothes in Fountain Store City.
Are there any problems with clothing being sent from airplanes?
Yes, according to Lynn Neighbor Dial, much of the clothing sent from abroad is of too low quality use, meaning it goes directly into landfills or open up air dumps.
What are some chemicals that are released into the sky from the planes?
Oil and groundwater.
What happens to unneeded clothing?
Unwanted clothing used for often clogs the gutter and prevent water from flowing properly.
How can this issue be prevented?
There is a few ways of throwing clothes away in the trash.
So how should they throw away old clothes?
Instead of throwing, they can donate to shelters or organizations, for example, Goodwill.
Another good option is turning old clothes into something new. For example, cleaning rugs, tote bags, or even art projects. It keeps the same fabric out of landfills and makes it somewhat useful.
That's actually really interesting and creative. Oh, wait. That's actually really interesting and creative in a creative way not to waste clothing.
Yes, these are.
So basically you're saying we just need to be more mindful about what we do with clothes when we're done with them?
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Are there any better companies that can fix this problem or at least prevent it from growing any further?
Yeah, the company we were talking earlier about, Pact.
So what does PACT do?
Well, according to an article by Kathleen Fernandez, it's titled Sustainable Alternatives to Fast Fashion. It was published on Earth.org on April 7, 2023. This sells, according to an article by Kathleen Fernandez, Sustainable Alternatives to Fast Fashion, Earth.org, April 7, 2023, sells clothing made out of certified organic and fair trade cotton.
Can you name the rest of the good things about PACT and how it can help both the environment and the consumer?
Some things that this company does to reduce any or all waste and good for consumers are the company also reuses old clothing and creates many of its garments. This reduces the amount of textile waste that ends up in landfills. There are also fair trade.
Does this company help reduce our externality?
Yes, because PACT does help with our externality because it reduces air pollution by using organic cotton. Using organic cotton helps lessen the harmful pesticides and herbicides.
Is the clothing very accessible for everyone?
Yes, definitely. The price can go from $21 to $128 for extra small to triple XL. PACT does have high quality, comfortable, and sustainable clothes. Some people might say that it does struggle with poor customer service and expensive shipping fees.
So,
is the clothing most fast fashion companies?
Yeah, I also agree. It also is a lot better quality than regular fast fashion.
Yeah, PACT is definitely a good company. It offers high quality clothing. It offers it for a relatively cheap amount. It's a good company that provides a better alternative to fast fashion.
That wraps up everything. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.